This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The Police Association of New South Wales has issued a rare apology after its president, Tony King, made comments that appeared to imply that HIV could be spread by saliva or by biting. However, the Police Association is continuing to maintain that a HIV-positive person could transmit the virus to another person by biting them in some circumstances. King had been speaking about an incident in the town of Casino in early August in which a person who was wearing women's lingerie and had their penis exposed and who claimed to have AIDS had bitten an officer on the thigh and caused cuts to another officer's hands while resisting arrest. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the founding of the Victoria Police LGBTI Portfolio Reference Group, providing advice, expertise and feedback to assist the force in their engagement with the LGBTI community. This year has also seen four apologies from the organisation, first for the homophobic harassment of Officer Michael Maines in January, then the mistaken arrest and injury of Nick Demopoulos at Hares and Hyenas in May, followed by accusations to senior police of harassment and bullying of LGBTIQ officers and reports of anti-gay hiring practices. New South Wales LGBTIQ community health organisation ACON has launched a new free rapid HIV and STI testing service for trans and gender diverse people. Transgender and gender diverse peers, along with nurses and doctors, will see clients and support them through the Trans A-Test experience. The clinic is being delivered in partnership with the Kirkton Road Centre and builds on the success of ACON's existing community-based HIV testing and sexual health service for gay and bisexual men, A-Test. On August 28th, Fiona Patten tabled an amendment to the Racial and Religious Tolerance Act in the Victorian Parliament, which seeks to extend the protections afforded on racial and religious grounds to cover sexuality, gender, and disability as well. The Victorian government has now granted the bill a parliamentary inquiry, which must report back in 12 months. Patten drew attention to the fact that within the LGBTIQ community, 6 in 10 people have experienced verbal homophobic abuse, while 1 in 5 will experience some form of physical violence. Gay rights hero Rodney Croom has urged Australia to take strong action on the world stage to challenge Indonesia's proposed ban on extramarital sex, including homosexual acts. The Muslim-majority nation has finalised a new penal code that criminalises sex outside marriage, promotion of contraception, abortion, and more. Among several worrying inclusions in a new 628-article bill is Article 417, which punishes extramarital sex with up to 1 year in prison. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Actress Tina Fey is urging University of Virginia students to stop singing homophobic songs at college football games. The 30 Rock star is one of the uni's most famous alumni and appears in a new video asking people to stop adding the anti-gay line to the school's fight song, The Good Old Song, which is set to the tune of Auld Lang Syne. She appears alongside other uni students and staff as they explain why it's harmful and unnecessary.
We come from old Virginia,
where all is bright and gay.
At some point, a few decades ago, some students began to shout, "Not gay."
I just had an amazing idea.
A US football coach who was fired for an anti-gay rant at match officials is now suing the club over his sacking. Mike Petke was shown the door at Major League Club Real Salt Lake in August after screaming homophobic slurs at a referee and is now seeking over $680,000 for his loss. Petke insists he's not homophobic and that he's emotionally distressed from the team executing a public campaign to ruin his reputation. And finally, Gareth Thomas has announced plans to team up with Prince Harry to fight the stigma around HIV after the rugby star was forced to announce his status to the world. Harry posted on Instagram that Thomas was a legend for opening up about being HIV, saying he's saving lives by showing you can be strong while living with the condition. The pair are currently discussing how and when they will team up with HIV charity the Terence Higgins Trust. This week, the former Wales captain told BBC Radio 5 that a journalist had informed his parents about his HIV status before he did, which is a moment he can never have back.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.